The SA Music Show with Tabiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.
Cheryl Lee, hello, hello, hello. Welcome.
Thank you, man.
Welcome
to the
SA Music Show.
We must actually say the one and only Fresh Prince of Radio.
Thank you, thank you. Jy is a ball lifter, a ball energy. I can remember the first time that I met you. I'm going to take you back to the story, right? I'm going to take you back to the story. We were at a launch. At a song launch. And you came to me. I think there was someone actually taking a picture with me.
Yes.
And then you came to me and then you were like into the person, you can't just take a picture. You have to kiss him on the cheek.
And I did it. I did it.
Yes.
And he never forgot me, hey?
I was just about to say, you know, that is the thing. That is the thing about this business and about making an impression. Aww. Is that sometimes you have to take that leap. And I want to ask you,
yes,
like this industry, yet no, it's actually mentioned, the industry is moeilik.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
What do you do to keep that? To keep that, you're such a go-getter. You're like a go-getter and you keep on going. How do you get that right?
You know what? I have an absolute passion and love for music. From writing to playing music to listening to music to dancing on music. I used to dance when I was younger. But just a passion for music and for art in general. I went to art school where I did art, actual fine art. And then I went to go and study art. I went to go and study information design at Tikkies. But I always did music in between it. And I always had this vision that I wanted to do music full time.
Wow.
And I think when I was at school and varsity, it taught me a lot of discipline and dedication. 100%. And, you know, it taught me how to have a will to do something. If you don't have the will to do something and the love for something, I think it's difficult to pursue it and be dedicated. Because that's, I think, where you get the fire from. I don't know if you can resonate
to
that.
No, definitely I can resonate with that, because I think this is more calling than anything else.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
This is more calling than anything else. And I must also ask you, how has it been working with Daniel Barron? I mean, man. How's it been working with him?
You know what? I always say, if you get a producer that just gets you as an artist, you create magic together. And that's what I found in Daniel. He's not just a great producer, he's a great artist in himself.
You know,
I mean, he's an amazing songwriter, amazing musician, vocally. I just love his vocals. And it was actually in COVID when I contacted him the first time. And I was like, I didn't know. Yes, must I inbox him and ask him, would he be interested? Because I'm an independent artist. I'm actually a nobody. If you know what I mean. Especially then, I mean, I just started. And I said, I've got the song that I want to record. And it's a special song. I wrote it in COVID. I became very nostalgic in COVID, which I'm sure you also did. Went through lots of albums and things. You had lots of time on your hands.
Through lots of ups and downs as well, mentally.
Exactly. Yeah. And I just took up this album and I wrote a song for my mom. And I said, you know what? I wanted an upbeat. I have a lot of my sound is very old school, analog, but I needed a little bit more of a modern sound to it, which I was looking for. And you have to reinvent yourself as an artist the whole time to stay up with times.
What is verskillend tussen nou en toe jy
when I started? Yes. I'll tell you now. And anyway, so I wanted to record this and I contacted him and he was like, yes, and he was keen. And then from then we just writed songs and I never stopped. And then I went back. I released an Afrikaans album with a little bit of English in between. Mm-hmm. I say it's my mom and my dad's fault. My dad's Afrikaans and my mom's English. So I'm totally a half breed. Totally bilingual. And so I stick to my guns. I mean, I write English and Afrikaans. And so I released my Afrikaans song. And then while I was doing that, I was still writing. And then I said to Daniel, listen, I want to release an English EP.
Uh-huh.
It was a calling as well, because I always wanted to write English and Afrikaans. Now I've got my first Afrikaans album and I've got an English album. And it was so cool. He was like, yes, let's do it. And most of the songs I had written, but this one song called Out of My Hands, which the listeners might know now.
Yeah, definitely.
I had this riff that I wrote in the melody, and I said, I don't know, I want to write it with you. I want to create something with you, because I know he's an amazing songwriter. And he said, yes, he's game. And then he came up with some lyrics, and he did a melody with my melody line. He sang a part, and he said, you know what? Sing over it and just like get used to it. And he's like, no, this has to be a duet. This has to be a duet. The vocals sound amazing together. We're going to do it as a duet. I was
what
like,
a story.
Shop.
What a story.
It was amazing.
My goodness.
I couldn't believe it, but he loved the song and I loved it as well. And we just decided to make it a duet. And yes, then it ended up on Jacaranda.
Indeed. It's the SA Music Show on Jacaranda FM. We've got Sharon Lee with us in the building. And of course, yes, as she said, you know, her song Out of My Hands together with Daniel Barron. Ons praat definitely verder saam met haar. Ons nog baie om oor te praat. So you know what to do. Don't touch that dial.
The SA Music Show on Jacaranda FM.
Is the SA Music Show on Jacaranda FM. My name is Thabiso Kambule, the Fresh Prince of Radio, and in the Jacaranda FM building tonight is the enigste Sharon Lee. Her song was actually number 1 geweest, ek glo dit was so 2 weke terug, on the SA Music Countdown, together with Daniel Barron, Out of My Hands. We just heard how that song came about, which was amazing. But of course, I want to hear more about her. Ek sien jy hou ook van travel, man. Jy was in Canada geweest. Nie so lang terug hier.
Canada en in Nashville.
How was that?
So my sister stays in Canada, uh-huh. So I went to go and visit. So that was obviously nice, but it was bloody cold. I don't know how she decided to go that side of the world, because yes, it's like, you know, the season's totally opposite. So they've got very short summers and long winters, and it's not very pleasant winters. They're like snow deep and plows that
definitely
have to plow the driveways.
I got a message in actually just now from his name is Trevor from Scotland. They said it's 18 grade, but it's amper asof I say this heerlik. Ek sê nee.
No, it's not. I was there -8 degrees and I was like, no, this is not for me.
Oh my goodness.
Canada, I wouldn't go. It's a beautiful country. Mm-hmm. It's like everything is just the people are so friendly, and it's the total they're very like Americans. And they always say to their kids, the one thing I'll remember is like if they do something, they say, good job, good job. That's a total like Canadian thing.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. But
this is what was lekker say.
Yes, yes. So that's their like go-to wording.
Oh wow.
But that was fun.
Tell me about Nashville. What?
Yes, that's what I want to tell you now.
Yes.
So my husband had the opportunity to go to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, you know what? Atlanta's 4 hours from Nashville. And that was like one of my bucket lists.
Yeah.
Because
no,
any
sure.
musician, I mean, it's the music city.
100%.
And I said, listen, how much do you love me? Would you change your business class seat for 2 economic class seats? That's when you know your husband loves you, hey? And Shami, he took me with, and we had so much fun. I was there for a week. I had the opportunity to. We actually landed the night when there was the American the Country Music Awards. Mm-hmm. And it was at the Super Bowl where they do like all these shows. You know where they do the basketballs and sports arena.
Mm-hmm.
And we landed there, and everybody was in their night night outfits, gala gowns, and everybody went in with limos. You could see it was by the Hilton Hotel.
It was wow.
We really wanted tickets, but they were like $6,000 a ticket, and I was like, that's going to be my budget for the whole freaking week. But I was standing there and just looking at all these people. I actually saw a glimpse of Keith Urban, but I couldn't obviously go near him. But it was quite cool. And then that night, I don't know if you've ever heard, there's a main road. It's like in the olden days, there used to be Hatfield. All these the whole road was full of bars.
Strip bosses in Hatfield. Yes.
So they call it Broadway. And there's just a bars after bars after bars after bars. And every bar has a live band artist.
Oh,
and they just work off tips. But they get big tips. I must say, I sat there and I got, the one guy got like a 50 or 100 rand tip, just like he came in and had a drink and then went to go dollars. Anyway, and then I had the opportunity to play at a songwriter's circle. So how that works is you get a bunch of songwriters together. Each songwriter gets a turn. There's usually like three people on stage. Then they get a turn to play their own compositions. And then they get about two turns to do their own songs. Then they go off and next three come up. And while they do that, there's obviously artists in the... like the choir, yeah. And then they give feedback on the songs. They can write like a thing and say, I would do this with a bridge, or I would do this with a verse. And then it's royalty free. How cool that?
I was just about to say, that is a total different culture.
Totally. Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's like a helpful, like a total community of helping each other. And that is amazing. And I'm actually still friends with some of the songwriters that are there. And everybody comes from all over the world to go there, hey? So I met people from Florida, met people from San Francisco. Yeah. It was so amazing. And obviously Nashville artists. But I must say it was an experience that I won't forget. And that's why I wear my hat, hey?
Aha.
I just resonated. You see, that's where it comes from. I just resonated with the people there. They're like us, to be so. Southern, they like braaiing, they like, entertaining people, and they like hunting, and they like hallo, let's boeren.
Nice.
Yeah, I know a lot of the people like boeren.
Nice. So, yeah. And, ek kry altyd, dis nogals on point wat jy sê, ek kry altyd die H2, dis jou H2, manne,
ja.
En vrouwens, wat altyd vir my boodskap stuur, hierso, and it's really amazing, and I have a very close friend who was actually there for 10 years.
Amazing.
And yeah, they're back now, but for me, it was also like, man, if you can make it that side for 10 years, so there must be a little bit of similarity. You know?
Totally.
My yarn. Presies soos wat jy sê. Sherry Lee with us in the Jacaranda FM building. Ons het 'n ander song ook wat ons hier opgelaai het van jou, which we'll be playing a little bit later on. En jy het vir my geskenkie gebring, so ek kan nie wag om hoor. Kyk hier, ek sê maar net, al die ander gaste wat nou hier gaan aankom, Sherry Lee, set the bar high, and I'm going to open this in a moment because I'm really curious to see what's inside. They say music show on Jacaranda FM.
The SA Music Show on Jacaranda FM.
Dit voel nou weird dat jou song nog steeds op die chart is en jy is hier.
Hey, nee, dit is awesome. I love it.
And at number 5, of course, is Sherry Lee and Daniel Barron with Out of My Hands. And natuurlijk, jy is 2 weke terug. They hit the number 1 spot in the SA Music Countdown. Thank you to you and thank you for your votes on 0848500942. Net soos wat jy vir my boodskappe hier so stuur. Thank you so much. John Lever say hello, Taviso. Love your show. Bye-bye. Thank you, Meneer Mostert. Noma saying that she loves your song, Sherry Lee. She absolutely loves it.
Thank you, Noma.
Amanda also say, love this song, Out of My Hands.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you, guys.
And then Kaylee also say, hey, Mr. T, happy Sunday. Hope you're having a blessed Sunday. Super excited for your guest this evening. Have one amazing week. Much love, Miss Kay. Oh, man. Love you back. Thank you so much for keeping it locked and loaded right here on Jacaranda FM as we chat with Sherry Lee tonight. Kyk, jy is 'n mamma en ek moet vir jou sê baie baie dankie dat jy hierso is as mamma. Want dit is môre skooldag en natuurlik die kiddies moet nou reg kry en so voorts. Maar ek kyk nou die dag so deur jou social media en jou jongste. Like I'm like in Yo, mama, full mama wants to be a full-time musician. But if you look at your youngest right now, your youngest boy, right? And you had to basically time travel back.
Yes.
To when you were that age.
Yes.
What would you tell that little girl?
You're going to sit and talk to Tabiso in Jacaranda Studio. And have another one.
Oh, that's a good one. I did not expect that. Thank you.
No, this is literally really like a dream come true. You know how I told you out of like just when we went on air, I told you, I mean, I've been working in this industry from the age of 13.
Sure.
And I'm not going to...
Hoe oud is Marlo now? Your daughter
my,
is
there. My jongste eniekie is 8.
Okay.
And my daughter wat hier saam met my in studio is, Michaela. Sy is 13. En dan het ek 'n ouer matriek. En hy is nou 18, sy naam is Julian.
Sterkte, mama.
Ja, yes, ek is nogal, yes, die rekord eksamen is om die draai, so ek is nogal bietjie, my nerves is nogal bietjie. Ek dink maar, ach, hy is 'n selfstandige man en hy's going for it.
Wow. Yes. Ek hou van hoe jy dit sê, want hulle rock mans. Ek het 'n 15-jarige.
Hy is definitief.
En hy is ook 'n dog stem nou in die huis. Ek sê, wat gaat hier aan? Ja, nee. En word seker, man.
Definitief.
Kids still at the young age, man. And your dad turned 77 not so long ago.
Yes, he did. Yes, jy het jou huiswerk gedoen, hoor.
Ach, man, kyk hier. Ek is hier om jou tyd te mors.
Yes, you know what, he's been the person that actually helped me in the beginning to do music. He used to play bass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I come from a musical family. My dad played bass. My brother played guitar. My mom used to sing. But she didn't do it professionally, but she had a beautiful voice. And my sister also sings. And my brother, he stays in Sweden. Mm-hmm. He lives there now. He also has a beautiful voice. I always say he sounds like Shawn Mendes.
Wow.
So that's quite cool. But he doesn't do it.
And my daughter as well.
So it's totally a family thing. And my dad basically started that... that's flame. I always loved music, but I remember at the age of 13, at the age of 8 mm-hmm. or 7, he would use me as a party trick, my dad. He would say, you know, sing us a song and then I'll give you 10 rand. And I'm like, okay, yes, I'm a professional artist. I get paid. And I used to love it. I mean, my dad would play the guitar and I used to sing at Bri's for friends and family. So that was where it started. And then he involved me in... working at retail stores, at furniture stores. I actually heard when Kurt was talking about it last week.
Yes, 100%,
and I actually, my dad actually hired him. He was one of the people that hired there.
You're
as well.
Kidding me.
Yes, because he was an area manager.
Small world, what's that?
Yes. and I also used to do that. I actually paid for my whole varsity doing that. I used to drive with my Uno around.
I don't know that day, but yeah, soos wat hy gesê het, die bears en die latness en al die winkels. And then hulle sulke wyn aande gehad.
Ja, toe maar ek mag toe nie gedrink het nie, maar okay.
Nee, Salle. Maar weet jy wat, my ex-kollega Rian van Heerden, rang maar nou, I miss you, man. Hy sê vir my, sy ouers het altyd na hierdie wyn aande toe gegaan, maar dis omdat hulle nie regtig gehad het nie. So wat hulle gedoen het, is hulle sou gegaan het.
Ja.
En natuurlik, wat was op haar tannestokkies?
O ja, daai lekker, daai kasie en borsie en eierkie.
Also, ja, dan het dit nou gevat en dan natuurlijk die wijn gedrink, want dit was dan een treat, dan was nie vir dit te betaal nie. So.
Natuurlijk! En dit is wat ons gedoen het, en dan het 100%. Ons promoties gedoen, en het jy vir catalog gevat, maar dis hoe my pa my geleer het om te praat voor mense, en uit my forceer, en moet jy een catalog vat, en het, jy weet, goed is wat daar op daar is, en het promoveer.
Wouldn't you also say that prepared you literally for what you're doing now?
Definitely. Yeah. I must say, when I was young, I was a little bit more insecure, obviously, because you're a young girl, you don't know,
sense,
you know.
Yeah.
But after 20, when you're 20, going on to 30s, you're more comfortable
secure,
in yourself.
100%. Yeah.
So, but then I didn't do it anymore. But when I was like in my 20s, early 20s, 21, that's when I ended it, when I didn't work at those stores anymore. But that prepared me. From 13 age to 21, I did that. So it helped me through varsity. So,
man.
I mean...
Shirley in the Jacaranda FM building. Soos wat ek gesê het, sy het nou vir my geskenk gebring. Mag ek hom al oopmaak?
Asseblief.
Ek gaan hom oopmaak hier so in die atelier. Okay. Wow. Die lyk soos plate.
Ja.
Oh, wow. How is that?
It's magnets.
Okay.
Did they fall out there? I think some of them fell out.
It's really, really cool. Okay, then sweets.
Lekker skittles.
Kijk hier, ek gaan myself nou... Oh, man! Lekker whispers ook. Ek gaan myself rarig baie geniet as jylle nou klaar hier weg is, ouwens. I had to.
That's my first, very first album called Plakkie Onder Die Son.
Maar weet jy, wat is die nice thing? Because I can feel this is CD.
It's a CD.
En dis amper asof daai era van CD-tye besig is om te gaan, jy weet.
So, so that's actually more of a memorabilia than I think than anything
100%,
else.
100%. Yeah, bye, donkey.
Blessie. There's something at the bottom.
It is. So the magnets unfortunately fell out.
There's something at the bottom. Look at the bottom. That's. I hope you're gonna like that one.
Ek het 'n briefietjie gekry. Kan nie wag om te lees nie. Oh man. Oh wow.
I hope you're gonna wear it.
So it is a shirt. It is a shirt, and I will definitely wear it. Ek sal vir jou picture steek.
Ach, dit sal awesome is. Oh, cool, man.
My goodness, man. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much. So wat ek sê, jy het nou die bar baie hoog gesê vir die ander artists wat kom, hoor.
Ja, hulle moet, want ons moet vir jou dankie sê. Ja, ons moet vir jou dankie sê.
Kom ek loer, wie is volgende week? Shirley, thank you so much. But before I let you go, you have to introduce your new song to us, though. Which you'll do in a moment. You'll do in a moment.
That's so exciting.
I kan nie wag nie. And thank you. Thank you for what you're doing for South African music. Vir die harde werk wat jy insit. Your song is op die chart, but here's another song again. So this just means that you've been in studio. You've been working hard, and we see you. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. And I just want to say thank you for all the listeners out there for listening and supporting us. Us musos, I mean, we're doing it for us, but obviously without you guys, we won't be here.
Spot on.
So
spot
thank on. You so much
Where
for everyone.
Where can we catch you on social media?
I'm everywhere. So you can go and look on TikTok, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Threads at Shirley Music SA.
Cool.
And then I've also got my own YouTube channel. You can go and watch some of my music videos there and some behind the scene footage of maybe like when I started a song.
Yes,
like
remember, that's
actually also playlisted on your show.
Wow.
The song that I wrote for my mom.
Yes.
You can actually go there and go and see how the song started as just the acoustic version and then how it ended up at the end.
Ah, Shirley, that's not very, very special. And we'll definitely get your gigs as well there where you can be next and so forth.
Yes, all on my social media. If you like Afrikaans and English music, I'm your girl.
Come on now. Was so lekker om saam met jou te kyk. Dit is nog so baie om oor te praat, want ek het was altyd maar papier en voorberei en alles. Maar this means that you have to come back.
Definitely. But I've got my next song, so hopefully it will.
Indeed.
The Biso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.
There's a music show on Jacaranda FM, and yes, indeed, it is about that time to get in with the breakaway of this week. And the breakaway is natuurlik Shirley's song. Wag voordat ek jou laat gaan. You say the song you wrote with your brother.
Yes, we were in an alternative rock band when I was in my 20s, we actually wrote the song and then Daniel heard it and he's like, no, we have to redo the song.
Wow.
He liked it so much. And now it's here on the first play on Jacaranda.
Okay, ek voel baie speciaal. Jy bring geskenke, jy bring my first place. Yes, dear. Please, don't go from my life. Remain here.
I would.
Shirley, please introduce your song to us.
This is Sublime and it's my very first play on Jacaranda.
Break away from the chart. SA Music Show with Tabiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.